We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's fantastic. Let's start with the Boston Celtics. Right. And let's start with who exactly is going to be playing here tonight. Well, it looks like asymptomatic Al has been upgraded from doubtful to questionable. Okay, so am I wrong to believe that that means that he has, now he needs two negative tests 24 hours apart, that he's already got one?
Yeah, he's secured one negative test.
Yesterday, correct?
He needs one more.
I would think, right? I mean, I don't know how else to take it.
So are they waiting for, is this, they had to be 24 hours apart in between, according to all the tweets I've seen on the latest protocol. Is this like they're going to wait until an hour before the game, give as much time as possible?
Yeah, so we heard the news that, you know, Keith's wife is pregnant. Congratulations, number two. You're going to have a number two girl.
Ayo.
Okay, so this is great. And I was thinking about, like, this. Rich.
Oh, Keith.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Did you miss that?
Yeah,
you
no, no, no. But I just thought we were going. I didn't know we were mentioning Rich Keefe right now. Because
No.
He's off for October or November.
She tested positive for a
pregnancy.
Baby.
Yeah, she tested positive for a baby. Okay. But, you know, that is what it made me think of it. Like, when you're expecting, you're trying to get pregnant, you do the pregnancy test, and you wait for the two little lines or the one line. I can't remember what it is. I've had so many kids. But this is what Al is going through right now. It's almost like, you know, am I expecting? Am I not expecting? Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? Like, with, if you get your home, your COVID test,
yeah.
Two lines, you got COVID.
Right,
so, one line, so that's what he's waiting for.
So if you're Al Horford, and apparently, I guess he's feeling fine. You know, that's why he's asymptomatic Al. So, okay, the game time is going to be, you know, late, so you sort of time it out like, okay, I need to get one negative test by, like, 7 p.m. so I can wait till 7 p.m. the next day and be ready to go. But don't you sort of, if you're Al, aren't you, like, waking up and, like, 10 o'clock doing, like, a home test?
Yes.
On your own, like, and then, like, sneaky test?
Every hour.
And 2 hours, like, an hour later, you're like, I'm going to do another one? Like, every 30 minutes?
Yes.
Are you doing a test to try to get one that says negative and say, there it is, 24 hours from that point?
You're
waiting.
You're waiting for those lines not to be blurry to kind of find out, I can play!
No, because it has to be the PCR for them. And we learned through Cam Newton, right, that I'm pretty sure it still has to go through the NBA doctors. But he can do the home test for his, like, sense of mind or whatever, peace of mind all day, but he's got to get the PCR.
So you're telling me
the deep nose swab, that's what he's got to go for.
That he has, so on the day that he plays, so now if it's 24 hours to get the results, is that what you're saying? So the day he plays, he takes a test before the game. It comes back the following day negative. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that what we're really going on?
So
the day he got tested before the game, 24 hours later, he found out it was negative. So now he took a test yesterday to find out 24 hours later that he's negative again?
Is it possible? Is it possible he got a false positive before game one?
I think these guys are rushing it. I think they get the PCR and they get it back in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well,
not like
the common folk who wait 24.
No, I feel like it's okay. So he went from doubtful to questionable. So you wouldn't upgrade him to questionable if you knew you were, you know, there was an obvious, because he's not dealing with like a hamstring. He's dealing with, you know, the results of a test.
The COVID.
Yes. So see, I look at it as, okay, so they're actually going to test him right before. Like, so it's not like some guy's going to run in with, like, you know, hot off the presses, you know, negative test result, you know, so then, you know, Al Horford can play that whole thing. I feel like he's waiting for, like, in-stadium test.
Yeah.
In real time. Let's do it right now. Everybody's on pins and needles. She's pregnant!
Let me hear from Ime this morning talking about Al Horford. They were asking him if he was ever sick.
Ime, was Al feeling ill Monday or Tuesday?
No. He was not feeling ill. He, like I said the other day, he's feeling fine. He's feeling okay. It's something that was unexpected, and he's feeling fine since that day. And since, you know, just the protocols and testing he has to pass, and we'll go from there.
Ugh. Asymptomatic Al.
He looks like HIPAA violation.
It's even more frustrating that this man missed game one, and he feels totally fine. Like, just totally fine because he's got this COVID. and he just missed game one.
We're back
he's
with
totally,
this COVID.
But he's totally fine. And then to think like 2 days later, he's no longer contagious. Like,
he's no longer
like
a threat
we're just
to his
making
teammates.
Things up now, like based on like what we knew about it, right? Like 2 days later, yeah, he's positive. Well, just give me 2 in 24 hours and go play. And well, 2 days later, aren't I still kind of contagious? Nope, not anymore. Why? I don't know. It's game two. like seriously, like he's fine. And
the,
now
the
just,
moon is in retrograde, yeah, wherever the hell it is.
I mean, Mercury.
Yeah, Mercury is in retrograde. Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, let's just make up things. I don't. Here's the thing. I can't keep up with it. I feel like they make it confusing on purpose.
You think?
So people can't like you know can't catch on to like what they're trying to do. I don't know, but it feels like there's a legit chance. I'll call it a 50-50 chance he can play.
Yeah. I would bet this is what happened. Okay.
Okay.
So Monday he tests positive. They test him again immediately. He tests positive again. They go shoot. He's out. So then yesterday they test him. Maybe in the morning he tests positive. They test him in the evening. He tests negative or afternoon or something. So then they say, okay, there's a chance. Don't release it yet. Let's see if he develops symptoms. What's going to happen? And he's asymptomatic through today. I'm not reporting this, by the way. I'm just making it up like in my brain how I think it has to be happening if he's questionable for tonight. So then they're waiting on that second negative test and that's where it's at. And that he hasn't displayed symptoms. And they have done these couple of tests. They got one negative yesterday. And that makes me feel more like it is potentially like a false positive situation.
I don't even know. But who takes the test? Is it like the Celtics trainers? Because it comes back with two lines, like throw that one out.
Yeah, let's do
go. He's ready. How do you do? How'd it go? Fine. Another positive. Go get him.
Why can't they get
he's fine.
Like, why can't they get COVID's version of the Wizinator?
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
remember the Wizinator?
Yes.
Like, why can't
go
they
test
do
someone
that?
Else's
yeah,
nostril?
Yeah, somebody else stick their nose in here.
Right.
Let me grab your freaking, you know.
Seriously.
Your, all your mucus so we can make sure that everything's fine.
Pritchard, come
do
here.
Do that.
Come here for a sec. Give me a nose real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, we know you're healthy.
I mean, what are we doing?
I know somebody
get
who got
back,
back
in
into
the
country by super gluing a latex condom to the inside of their nose. So they would just swab that.
Oh, my. That is.
What are we talking about? What are we doing? And how long did it take you for you to get it up like your nose?
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Sure.
Yeah, I know a friend.
Sure. Okay,
I got
buddy.
A friend.
I haven't left the country in 3 years.
With it.
I haven't left the country
all right,
in 3 years.
All right, so the other one is obviously Marcus Smart. Now, he looks like he's being better. I think he's probable. Here's Ime Udoka talking about these two, Al Horford and Marcus Smart.
Yeah, Al is still doubtful. He'll go through the protocols. And, you know, we're unsure about his status until some testing results come back. Possibility, but as of now, he's doubtful. Marcus is looking better. He still has to test it out pregame, but he's listed as probable. And until he goes before the game, we'll know from then. But looked better today in shoot around, and we're hopeful and expect him to play.
All right, so Marcus is going to play, right? And we're all confident Marcus
yes.
Smart's going to play. I actually think Al Horford's going to play as well. This is like Charlie McAvoy. You know, I know he doesn't need to be flown down there, but he is probably going to play as well. I would think. You get both these guys back tonight.
So that was obviously an older clip because that was doubtful. He's now been upgraded to questionable, correct?
That was 11:30 this morning.
So he's now questionable, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the second level right now. He's at level two. He just needs to get to probable. Probable means he is playing. We have updates here?
No. I just want to clarify
just here. Just hand is up.
So the difference between the statuses... Out, not scheduled to play, doubtful. Players have about a 25% chance of playing. Questionable. Players have a 50% chance of playing.
Ooh.
And then you get probable.
All right, 50-50.
Off of it.
50-50. I'm feeling pretty
50-50.
Good about it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious here because I want to play this other sound because your man, Danny Roach, asked a question. And Ime, I'm just curious if he sort of gave it away, whether he thinks both these guys are playing out. Listen to Ime Udoka.
Ime, you've endured a lot, even just to start this series with Al and Marcus and now Derek. When something like that comes up with Derek, just kind of part of life, part of the game that you kind of say, okay, let's move on. Just to, the impact of not having him as well, but just kind of based on how much you care about your players and these guys, what they go through.
Yeah, it's a, you know, you don't want to say tough situation. We knew he was expecting a baby soon and was going to get induced in between some games and things happen in life. And like I said, we support our guys and always want them to be there in those situations for their family. We've had guys out quite a bit this year in this postseason. I've had to make do. Marcus being out last game, we beat Milwaukee without Marcus game and 3 games without Rob, like I mentioned. And so kind of mixing and matching early in the season, going through COVID situations and injuries. And then, you know, you get two back and you get two back and you lose one tonight is what it is. And you have to keep playing.
So, okay, real quick, you get two back, or you possibly get two back. I think he's counting on getting both these guys back.
You know, now, you get two back, you possibly get two back.
Yeah, so he kind of caught himself. So I think both these guys are going to come back. What he was talking about, too, and I probably should have mentioned it before I played that sound, was the fact that Derek White is now back in Boston and is not playing because of the birth of his first child. So I think you get Smart back. I think Horford comes back. We'll see. Now, but Derek White is out for the birth of his child. We have been through this a few times here in this city with athletes missing games, with regular season games, whether it's playoff games. Anybody have a problem with Derek White missing this game?
Me, no. 100% no. And I will say this. Any tough guy hardo that actually thinks it's acceptable or smart to miss the birth of not only your first child, but any of your children, even if your significant other gives you the green light and tells you it's okay and she'll never hold it against you, you are an idiot.
Because she will always hold it against
you. She will always. And God forbid you get a divorce or she gets mad at you and you have an argument and then the kid whose birth you missed, she will start using again. Yes.
Yeah, Mago, doesn't this sort of sound like very personal?
No.
Because you brought up the divorce. Like, is this something that you maybe possibly lived through or
no,
something?
No, I never missed the birth of any of my kids.
That's very
all
good.
12?
Never,
you ran
all 12 of them. All 12
really?
Of them. All 12 of them.
The ones you know of.
You must have missed a lot of games.
I think I have one I named after the Blockbuster Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, maybe the Aloha Bowl. No. Yeah. No, this is stupid. This debate always comes up when a man has to make a decision of whether or not he's willing to miss a personal opportunity for a lifetime opportunity. It's stupid. You know it, Lou. They will hold this, they being whoever your significant other, over your head. And the guilt will follow you. It will follow you.
So it's sort of
don't
like,
be an idiot.
It's sort of like when the wife says, we're not going to do gifts this year at Christmas.
Yes.
And the one year you're like, okay.
You told said me no gifts.
You really, you honestly didn't get me anything? Like seriously, you really took that? You
I
really?
Now multiply that times 100.
Times the rest of your life.
Times
every
the
time
rest
you
of
look
your
at,
life.
Every time you look at that kid. Your father doesn't love you. He blew you off of that game.
Yeah.
I don't want to celebrate my birthday this year. Oh, let's not do anything. Yeah. Don't make any
your baby be born and come back. You're a Major League Baseball player. You can hire a nurse.
I'll say this. My opinion on it, you should induce if you're an athlete. I think you should plan it. Like
okay,
football players,
tried.
It's nice. You got well, that's the thing. He actually did try, right? And it just the baby didn't cooperate. It is what it is. And I think this every other day thing. But he did. He tried to induce it during an off day. And the baby didn't cooperate. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Paternity, and, you know, I've heard it before. So we'll look into it. We'll look into this.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you can try to plan for it. It just doesn't always work out like that.
Producer Ryan raises a good point in my ear.
Yes.
Because
there's two of them.
He was in San Antonio when they planned this child. So he probably didn't think he was going to be playing this time of year.
I didn't think he'd be make the postseason.
So right. Exactly.
So we thought he'd be done. He thought it would be clear. Yeah, I mean, my two cents, I don't have any kids, so I have limited experience here, but
do you have friends who have kids?
Yes, of course.
You have a brother that has a child?
Mago, if you were still an athlete, would you miss the birth of your child for a game? If you were still playing right now.
In your practice uniform.
No
would
shot.
You? No? You'd be there for it?
I would be there.
All right, I'm quite curious how you guys
that's
feel about
this.
That's
just the kind of person I am.
I went to the hospital the night before with my wife. Hassel was born at 9 a.m. I was here at 1.
Yeah, I was
oh,
here at
cool.
1.
Oh, cool.
Okay, and that's different.
Let's see. Let's see.
You actually saw the birth of your child. Everybody's 10 fingers. And then you went to work.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay, so great. You get an award for being a hard-ass, big bad boy.
Everything's
good
fine.
Job.
I'm curious if anybody's got any problems with this. Playoff game.
I don't get it.
Easter Conference Finals, Derek White, birth of the child. He's going to miss game two. But it looks like you got Marcus Smart back, and you might have Al Horford back as well. We will see. But do you have an issue with it? 617-779-7937. We'll get to some red.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.